on Daf Vov Amid Beis. Ravina Omar. We have different Vakimtes from different Amayroim to explain which Mazikim the Tana is learning out from the Dalet Ovis. We're learning from a Mahatzad. These mazikin are also chayiv to pay. So Ravina Omar lasuye hodesna. This is a Mishnah in Bab Metzia. Hakoisel vo'ilon shenoflu l'rishus harabim v'hiziku. A person had a wall or a tree that he had planted, and b'rvois hayomim it got weak, and it fell into the Rishus HaRabim, and it was mazik. Potter milushalem. He's potter to pay. Nosnu loy zman lokait eseilot. Bezen gave him a zman. He had a certain amount of time. Achsuch mer stam zman bezen eshloishim yoyim. Lokait eseilot. Was given a 30-day period to get rid of the tree and the kaiso. V'novlu b'seich hazman v'hiziku, and it fell in this 30-day period. Pota, says Pota, la'achar hazman, it fell after this 30-day period, chayit. So the Gemara asks, hey chidomi, what is the case over here? Ida afkerinu, so the Gemara wants to say, Ravina wanted to say, that this last case, that is chayev, that is the tada shavim, that the Mishnah is coming to teach us, that case of the ilon will be chayev. So the Gemara asks, what is the case? Ida afkerinu. If he was mafker, the kais will be ilah. Bein l'rav, bein l'shmul, hayni boir. So this is boir. Maishna boir, the zekai, motzui, ushmirosei alecha. Haninami hezekon motzui, ushmirosei alecha. So why do you need a matzat? This is mamish boir. Idaloy afkerinu, lishmudamakulam ibeiru lamadnu, aynu beir. So the Gemara says, lo'ilam da afkerinu. He was mafker. V'loy domi lebeir. But this is not similar to beir. Mala beir, shekain tchiles asiyosai lenezik. A beir, when he makes it, as soon as it's made, it's oimid lahazik. Taima Bahani, She'ein Tchilas Asiyosa Lenezek, when he planted the tree. When he built the Kaisel, it wasn't Tchilas Asiyosa Lenezek. This, the Nefilas Ha'ilon Ba'Kaisel came about 50 years later. So that's not Tchilas Asiyosa Lenezek. So you can't say this is a Toda of Baer. Baer is Tchilas Asiyosa Lenezek, and this is not Tchilas Asiyosa. You have to make a ma'atzad from Sheir. Sheir Yechiyah. Sheir is also not Tchilas Asiyos and Lenezek in Yechai. Ma'le Sheir. Shekein Darkei Leilach Olahazik Be'atachiyah. Bechozer Adin. Kutrashi. Nosna lo izman besn. Ma'ishno be'er Shekein Hezekei Motzui. Shederech shenoiflam sham behemis fall into beiris. Beikashis, Rashi asks, Hamilse da amoran lael, the regular zeike motzi. We said before, regular zeike motzi, not beloi beir. So Rashi answers, lav pirchi, this is not a kashe. The beir hezeike motzi, this is motzi to occur, abarini motzi kol kach ki regel. It is not as motzi as regel, shekol shohim aleches. Regel, it's moving, it's walking every hour of the day, and whatever finds itself underneath the feet of the behemoth will be genizik. So this is more matzui than bayer. But bayer is also matzui. Shen derech, shen neuflim, shen behemoth. If you have a bayer, the behemoth will be genizik. So the Gemara says, tchilas binyan ha-kaiso netiyas ha-ilon vayhoya le-nezek. When he planted the ilon, when he built the kaiso, it wasn't tchilas asiyos on le-nezek. Now, let us see Kaisvis and Amadala. Kaiso v'ilon shenokro v'rushus harabim v'hiziku poto milushal. We have three bavas in the Mishnah. The first bava was that it fell unexpectedly. Poto. At the Gilsa, V'chein Kosu B'sforim Shal Rashi, V'chein B'sefer Abalfis, V'chein Nika. Aval Oysim D'chsibuhu, it seems there were certain Gilsois that were Goyres Chayv L'shalom, Lai Nehire, so I wish to disagree, D'kivin D'bishaloi Hizhire Chayv, if without any warning he is Chayv, so how do we understand the second halacha? The second halacha is, a bezel was mazel, so kol zman, he had time for the zman bezel, he's not chayev. So if you're chayev a fellow without a hazara, so what should be the reason that with Azore, he'll be potter. If the Nafil alone is a Machai, so therefore Taisha says, we get his potter. Idaf Gerino, Bein Le Rav, Bein Le Shmuel, Heinu Boy. Bim Taima, so Taisha says, Takash, and this is from the Yesaidis of the Sukhya. V'mashme l'kamon b'miniach, v'l'kula alme, ha'mavkir nizoko l'achal nefilas oynes t'bata. That means as follows. A person, let's say, was walking in the Rishus Haram, holding a glass, and he tripped, oynes, not his fault, and he fell and he broke the glass. And now we have broken glass in the middle of the Rishus Haram that this person had created. So the halacha is as follows. If he was not mafkir these pieces of glass, and someone passed by and cut themselves, he's chayiv. This is his birth. It's your money that was mazik. It'll be fair, for sure, for both. But al kaponim, this is your money that's mazik. But what is if he was mafkirit, and then someone cut themselves? Is lekula alma hamafkir nizok of la'achan nefilas oynes tepata. That means there are two sibis to be mechayiv a bala boil, either because he created the boil, or because the bear belongs to him, so he's also a bala bear. But if we don't have any of these two sibit, that means the kriyas bear was ba'ines, and the later he was mafkeret, so there's no sibit that he should be chayiv to pay. So memele prechtoisvis vainami oynesu. This person is also an oynes. The bebinyan in the tiyah sha'asa loiposha klum. He wasn't a pesheya when he planted it. Later it fell, not through him, it fell boynes. And now he was mafkirit. And here the Gemara says for davar poshut, he should be chayiv. Why should he be chayiv? Ki she given she has hirai lokaitz v'liskael shelo yaziko. Since he was warned by Bez to cut the tree and to be seisa the kaiso, v'ovar hazman havi peisheya. So that means in this nefila, he was given, let's say, 30 days to get rid of the Kaisel and the Elon, and he didn't do it. Now that the Kaisel and Elon is Bershus Arabim and is a bear, that's considered Al Yedei Pshiyosai. He was Mechuyev to take care of it, and he didn't take care of it. So it's called he was a Pesheya and Asiyas HaBer. So Lechayre, when is the Kriyas HaBer? The Kriyas HaBer is after 30 days, when he did not take care of it, and when the Nefila occurred, we attribute the Nefila to him. It's your fault. You should have taken care of the Kaisel Elon in the 30-day period. So you are a Pesheya, you are a cause of this Nefila. Just like it was Mavka Nezoka, Lacha Nefilas Pshi, which doesn't help, since he was a Kairebre. Mother asked, Heinevur, why do you have to learn how to matzah? This is Mamashabur. Till the Gemara comes to a Cheshbin of it, Atchilas Asiyosel Nes. L'chayra nire. Now Taisvis wants to tell us pshat in the Gemara. L'chayra nire the Mayri shehiziku kaiso v'ilon b'shas nefila gufa. While it was falling, it was man. V'afila ochi medam alei lebar. And the Gemara means while it's falling, it's a bird. And why does Tosfos want to say this? Midalekamahochi, because here the Gemara does not say, he bahadi the kozli kamaski hainu eish. The Gemara was all the time, the Gemara was trying to figure out how the hezek occurred. And the Gemara said if it was mazik while it was moving, it's eish, it was a denayich. So the Gemara always made an akimta in what case we're speaking about. And here the Gemara bechlau did not delve when this kaiso was mazik. So it would seem there's no reason to delve because forget, heinu ber, it's a ber already, b'shas it's falling. So the first raya is that what the Gemara doesn't go into it, but so it would seem that it's a bear b'shas nefila. Boy. Raya number two. The ibe hezek to la'acha nefila mayim. If it was mazik after it fell, amay potter milishalim. So why is he potter milishalim in the first two cases? Like even shenoflo miyad hoyelay lesalko. That means before he was mafkirit lochayre. It says tam. It says that in the first case it fell, or Bezin gave him a zman of 30 days. It fell toich the 30 days. It says he's potter. If we're speaking about that, if we are speaking about that. It was mazik after it fell. It's hoyaloy lesalkon. He should have been misalik. The kaisel and Elon. This is his kaisel and Elon. And it doesn't mention if he was mafke. If he wasn't mafke, it says bipshitis that he is potter. So why is he potter? Miyat hoyaloy lesalkon. He should have taken it away. He sees it now in the Rosh Hashanah. It's his moment. He should have taken it away. ועוד אין ראיין נמבר 3, ואם כן, לא יאהב עלי למיסני, לא קייץ וליסנר, וליסטר. If we are speaking about the hezek after the nefila, so he needs a zman not only to cut down the ilon and to be seisa the kaiser, ela nosna leizman lefanoisa yulasalka. When he cuts it down, so it goes into the rishus haram. So he needs a zman to evacuate it from the rishus haram, given the behezek the lach and nefila ayri. So, Mamela, because of these three rayas, Taisvis wanted to say that it is speaking about that it was Mazik Bishas Nefila, not Lachan Nefila, only Bishas Nefila. Ba'af al gav, the boyer ene heilech umazik. How could this be a boyer? The Moshe Shechayv al the boyer. We don't find a moving boyer. Elu hilchin umazikin. The Taisa says that's no problem. Yesh lonu lalamda mi ber. The other hezik titu shahilchin umazikin. Mi ber shahine hilch umazik ala mazik bim kaimoy. Okay, that is not a chesorin in ber. This is a bigger mazik, but it could be a ber. So that was the first mahalach in Taisa. That we are speaking about who was Mazik Bishas Nefila, and it's a bear. Then Taisvis wants to change a little bit Pshat the Mishnah. The Nira, the Behezek, the La'acha Nefila, Nami Motzi Ayin. It's speaking about both cases. It was Mazik Bishas Nefila, that means Taisvis is not Chayzer. It is speaking about Peshas Nefila, and he's high about Tzvoya. But it's also speaking about La'ach and Nefila. If it's speaking about La'ach and Nefila, so Taisa said, had a kasha, so La'ach and Nefila, in the first two cases, he wasn't warned, and his man didn't pass by yet, so why is he potter? La'ach and Nefila, he sees it now on the ground, so he should have been misalikit. He didn't know that it fell. He wasn't aware that he had it taken away. He was unable to take it away. If it was mazik after the nefila, so now there's a new time element. He has to have time to cut it and to take it out of this shusarab. Vishum de behezik nefila gufa nami mairi. It's speaking about the hezik bishas nefila also. And now what it says, v'nosne lo izman loka it's v'lista ulofanoisne koma. I mean, it was given time that in this time he could take down the koisel, be mefana the koisel. Period. So Mamela, so now Taisvis decided that the Mishnah is speaking about that this Kaisel that fell down after 30 days, that's the case of the Mishnah, was Mazik, either Bishas Nefila or La'acha Nefila. That's Taisvis Maskot. Now we're going to get to a very Shvere Chelik and Taisvis. But Taisa says, "Vahashti osi shabbat." Now, if it's speaking about la'acha nefila also, now I have a teret and a difficulty I had till now. But with this teret, but now this akimte, now things will be good. Vahashti osi shabbat. The medamilei leber tvei mileish. Now Taisa, all of a sudden, is sharing with us a problem. And if it was mazik b'shas nefila, the Gemara says it's a boil. So Taisa says, l'chayre, you can say it's an eish. Why did the Gemara say it's a boil? It's a male, it cannot. You mean, if it's a boil, it's potter on kelim. If it's an eish, it's chayv on kelim, it's potter on tomim. But al koponim, how did the Gemara know that b'shas nefila, it's a bird, maybe it's an eish. Aye, if it's an eish, why do you need a matzah? This is a famous, v'aval gav de b'shas nefila, yeshlo da moise la eish k'moy lebird. B'shas nefila, I could be medamit to eish, just like a medamit to boil, and I need a matzah. The me eish choluk, ba me shen koyich achem uruboy. It's not, mamish atel dav eish. Cause there's no koyich achem uruboy. U me boyer choluk, ba shen tchilas asayos on lenezi. So now, Taisvis is asking some awakashe. We have a mahatzad to learn out koysel vilon shenoflu bishas nefilu. The Gemara assumes it's a boyer. It has Ilchus Boyer, it's Potter and Kalem. How did the Gemara know that? Maybe it's an Eish. And I need a Matzad, because it's not Koychach and Mura Boy. Just like I need a Matzad on Boyer, it's ain't Chilis Asiyosel and Ezek. Elo Lekach Dima Oysel and Boyer. But now, the way I said that it's speaking about, that it was Matzik after the Nefila also, Mishum de behezik de lachen de filen la damoise klala eish, elu le boyer. Behezik after ne file, it's icher a boyer. That is how the Gemara knew to say that it's a boyer b'shas ne file. Now this is very difficult to understand. Mein Schmidt leitz for al Sinai. Achen ne file, it's icher not an eish. Because it's not heilig a mazik. B'shas ne file, tesis, opened up a can of worms. Now, who says it's a bird? Maybe it's an eish. Fine, that's a very good haore. So what's the terrace of the kasha? But since after Nevil it's a bird, so b'shas Nevil it's also a bird. Ein Schmidt leitz or Altima. That is one difficulty in Teisvitz. Another difficulty in Teisvitz is that Teisvitz says that b'shas nefila really could be it's a tilt of eish, which is not doime to eish, you need a matzah, because ain't koyech achem uruboy. I mean, it's not doime to eish. So this is very difficult. Koyech achem uruboy, we have learned till now, is a chesaron. It means that you need a koyech acher to activate the mazik. That means I kindled I lit a candle. Well, it's not a mazik. It is burning peacefully on the candle. The wind comes and then trouble starts. A koyech acher buraboy is a chesaron that it's not a mazik till a koyech acher comes. Now here I have a koisel that I don't need a wind to push it down. It's on a sharp angle, and then one fine day it's going to go and fall down without a koyach acher. So that's better than eish. That's a real chomedik eish. A merdike marshon sanhedo. The marshon says that an eish that will go without a koyach acher is very chomed. Al kaponim, if you don't need a wind, if it's going by itself without a wind pushing it, it's more chomer. So here, this koisel is going by itself without a koyach acher. So why do you need a matzah? This is a real tilda deish. That's the second difficulty. Let's start with the second difficulty. So this is tumahalchem. How to say pshat in Taisvitz. The Nachlas David says, Taisus means something else. Taisus means that koyach acher is true. Koyach acher is mitzad echot, it's a klishus of the mazik, because the mazik will not be mazik without the koyach acher that enters the picture. That's true. But leidach gise, a koyach acher creates that the Eish could be mazik on a tremendous shetach. I mean, it's not. The mokim with the Eish, it's hoylech umazik. Who knows what it can do? That's the chaymer of Eish. With this koyachacher, that's what Eish said, it's more chomer than boil. With this koyachacher, it can go who knows where. This boil that's falling down is oimed bim kaimai, the Nachlas David says. It's not moving. It's before standing vertically, when it falls horizontally. So this is oimed bim kaimai. It's not moving any place. B'shas is mazik, it hit someone on the head, that's for sure. But the chaimer of eish, the koyach achem ma'urah, by Taisa says, this is not a pure eish. Yeah, because this does not have the chaimer that eish has through the koyach achem, it's oilech ma'zik. Asha'in kain, this doesn't have it. So melech not doimet eish. This is Nachlas David says pshat. Others say pshat, and the Siva says pshat, that the din of koyach achem ma'uraboy means we have a mazik, which as soon as the koyach achel will enter the scene, it's worried to be mazik. That means all you need is a little wind, and then we're in danger. So, Ruch Mitzui is a Dava Motzi. So, this is already Oymed Lahazik. This Kaisel, it's not the Koyachacha that's going to make it fall. That means the factors which make it fall are not already here to make it be Mazik already. There are other factors. It will fall eventually, but it is not as chomor as eish. Fine. Okay, so therefore, Taisvis is saying that I can say nida ma'atzad for eish, and nida ma'atzad for eish. Now, let us go back to Pshat and Taisvis. Tisvis says, what's it speaking about? It was mazik. Machanefile. So, then it's ichaber. So that's how I know that b'shas nefile it is also aber. Now let us try to understand the limud that the Gemara learned out from this Ma'atzad. The Gemara asked a very pertinent question. The mazik of Boer is tchilas asiyosan lenezik. A person is obligated to pay because he created a mazik. And that even though the hezekis which will come about could be our minimal, a Boer, I mean how many people fall into a Boer, but al kaponim, the one of the factors that is a chiyuv tashlumim is because tchilas asiyos eladen. Agavuche, I'd like to say over a mirdik avot from Rabaren Tachem Levroche, that Rabaren explains what is the taich of tchilas asiyos eladen, and what is pshat na gemara. And with this we could perhaps he means to say this also. We had mentioned last week Akasha from the Rishash and Maram Shif. But according to this, Tachsimir, it's Ramfot also. Tchilas Asiyosan Lenezek, Abaran says, is different than all other Mazikim. It means all other Mazikim, I have a Shoyer. I purchased a Shoyer. I purchased a lion. I want to have a lion in the house. But it's a shayr. A shayr is an animal that's chayrish and does. It could be mazik also, but a shayr is tashmishay shalodom. I didn't, there's a potential it could be mazik. A eish, a
I'm lighting a fire. This is a house. Do you illuminate a house? Do you warm up a house with fire? I mean, that's not called, I brought a mazik into the house. It could become a mazik. Prayer is the chaymer of prayer is tchilas. You went into the Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, you have you want to restore five cases of soda into a cool boy. You don't want to destroy your property. She made a hole in the Rosh Hashanah and you put your five cases of soda in their face. And you made a boy in the Rosh Hashanah. You making a prayer in Rosh Hashanah, this is creating a mazik. Fine. And that's the chaymer of prayer. So now, this case, yeah, I created a mazik, I planted a tree, I built a kaisel 50 years ago, it was mamish. I created a mazik, later Nebuch got weak and it fell down, but I didn't create a mazik. So Rabbanan says, we've medaked this in the Lashon Rambam, that it is very interesting. When is one chayiv? Bezin gave him azman. What if Bezin didn't give him azman? He alone is a smart person. He looks at his kaisel each day and he sees the tilt getting bigger. It seems he's not chayiv. Only when Bezin gives him azman. And then the Rambam says, then it's Tchilas HaSiyosan L'Nezik. If Bezin didn't give him Azman, it's not Tchilas HaSiyosan L'Nezik. That's the Lashon Rambam. So what does that mean? How is it Tchilas HaSiyosan L'Nezik? The Rabbanan as follows. Rabbanan says that when I built the Kaisel, I didn't make a Mazik. And I'm entitled to have a Kaisel in the house. So there's no Mazik over here. Bezin gives me Azman. 30 days, you have to get rid of this kaisel. After 30 days, I'm not entitled to have this kaisel on my property. So, after 30 days, I'm holding a mazik. That means, Kozman, I don't have a order from Bezin, you have to get rid of it, and this man didn't, so I'm allowed to keep in my rishus. It might be mazik. A sheir also might be mazik. A flame also might be mazik, but that's not called chilas asiyosan l'nezik. But Bezin gave me a 30-day period. After 30 days, it has to be out of your issues. I was pesheya, and I didn't get rid of it. So now, that what it is around, after 30 days, this is a pshia in whatever's going to happen later, that's what they say, this is, it's my pshia. That means I was supposed to get rid of it, I didn't get rid of it, it's my fault, it's my pshia. And here it's called tchilas asiyos ol nezik. That means the asiyah is after the 30 days. You have no right to keep it in your rishus. I'm a male, and this is a mazik, and you have to get rid of it, and by keeping it after 30 days, it's called tchilas asiyos l'nezik. It's called you possess a mazik and you had to get rid of it. So this is a chaim of tchilas asiyos l'nezik. You have no right to keep this in your rishus. And he says it's very interesting. This mishnah of kais ve'ilam is a mishnah about metziyah, not in baba kama. He says because this inyan is in hilchas niskei shcheinim. That means, this is a shiloh, do you have a right to keep it or don't you have a right to keep it? You don't have a right to keep a wall in your rishus, which is a potential hazard. I mean, and you were warned already, so till the 30 days, it's called I have a wall. I have to think after the 30 days, it's called I have a mazik and tchilas asiyos on the mazik. Now, we learn, so Rabbanan says, Amir Likizach, he says, Avnoi v'sakinoi mesoi shenichon b'roish kagoi. Which, oh, he says over there, the Moshe says, Haino eish, Haino ber, he says over there, the Gemara called the Tchilas HaSiyos on the Nezik. He says, you know why? Because if a person puts on top of the roof, on the corner, right on the corner, he puts a knife or something else, that's called you made a mazik. That's not called, yeah, I have a shoyer, it might be mazik. You made a mazik. You made a mazik. So therefore, the Gemara calls it Tchilas Asiyosin Lenezik. And because you have no right to put it over there, that's not called Derech Tashmishoy. So with that, with the emphasis with the Rishash and the Mamshif asked on Rashi, the Gemara says Chayim Beper Mi Beish, and Beir is Tchilas Asiyosin Lenezik, and Eish is not Tchilas Asiyosin Lenezik. And Rashi says when he put it on top of the roof, it's Tchilas Asiyosin Lenezik. It should have expected. So he said every Yesh is also Tchilas Asiyosin Lenezik. That was the Rishash's Kashi. So according to Ravaran, it's Meiradik. Every Yesh is not Tchilas Asiyosin Lenezik. Because it's called, I'm being mishtamish with something, which there's a probability, and a possibility it might be Mazik. But that's not called, I brought a Mazik into the world. There's a probability, and a possibility it might be Mazik, but well, it's not a Mazik. But if you put something on top of the roof, which the wind can very easily blow it out, that's called you made a Mazik. You made a Mazik. Not that I need a knife over there. If I ever decide to eat an apple, I should have what to peel it with. No, no, no. Putting a knife over there, a loish gagoi, where Ruch Mitzri can take it out, you made a Mazik. Okay. Naftali says Pshat, that we learn out from Shoyach. Mas Hashem Ma'ala Bosh Ken Chilas HaSiyosa L'Nezik. Mas Hashoyach Yach. Now what is the limud of Shoyach? So he says the limud of Shoyach is just like when a person has a Shoyach. He's mechuyev to make sure his Shoyach shouldn't be Mazik. So if you have a Kaisel, you're mechuyev to make sure that your kaisel should not become a mazik. That means your obligation is, like this, I didn't make a mazik. What did I do? I planted a tree. All I did was 50 years ago, I planted a tree. That's all that I did. The tree got old. Happened by the best of the... So what should I do? I should... give it vitamin. It got old, finished. But what did I do wrong? So we learn out from Shoyach. I didn't make a mazik. I didn't do anything. It fell. What did I do wrong? So the limit from Shoyach is just like if you have money, you have a Shoyach, your mechuyev to see your Shoyach should not be mazik. That obligates you. Your Shoyach is not a mazik, but your mechuyev to see your Shoyach shouldn't be mazik. You possess a kaisel, so you're mechuyev to see that your kaisel should not become a mazik. You're mechuyev to see that your kaisel should not become a boil. That's your obligation. And if you don't fulfill your obligation, so you're a pesheya and the asiyah samazik. That is the limud from Shem. Now, if this would be Eish, I would want to say one more nekuda. By Eish, there is, this is Shitas HaTaisvez. By Eish, you have to be a Mavir Esa Be'era. That means, in order for you to be Chayiv on Eish, you have to create the fire. Shalom Yishalom HaMavir Esa Be'era. This Rayis, the Taisus tells, if someone said, I had an age that belongs to me and I never kindled it, I'm not Chayav al Taish. I'm only Chayav al Taish if I was a Mavir HaSabeira. Now, over here, I wasn't a Mavir HaSabeira either, because when I planted it, it wasn't an age, it wasn't a Mazik, it wasn't anything. Now, we have to know, but I'll learn now from Shoyach, just like your shoyel, your mechuyev, to make sure it shouldn't be mazik. So I'm mechuyev to make sure that my mumin, I'm obligated to say that my mumin should not become an eish. Does this give me a din of maver as habeira? Am I chayiv al eish because of this? Can I learn out from shoyel that just like I'm mechuyev to see that my shir should not be mazik, I'm mechuyev to see that my kaisel should not be mazik for Teres Eish, and by not fulfilling my obligations, I'm considered a mavis avayim. Could be yes, could be no. It's unclear. So Teres says as follows. That means by boyer, I need it to be tchilas asiyosel nezik. Is it a boyer? That's for sure it's a boyer. Because since it's speaking about, it was mazik bosel denayich, so I see that this pshia of not being misalik the kaisel in time gives me a din of a balaboyer. Because after it fell, it's icher a boyer. So mele v'shas nefile, it also is a boyer. It's a moving boyer, but it's a boyer also. Does it have a din eish or doesn't it have a din eish? That's debatable. The Gemara had no raya from the Mishnah that has a din eish. I know it's a boyer, because la'ach nefile, it's mazik al boyer. So mele, so I could assume that v'shas nefile, it's also a boyer. Could be it's an eish also. Could be not. But that's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, and if he's chayiv lach and if he losot ziche has a teiras boyer and it's chilas asiyos el nezde. So therefore, I can assume b'shas tefila, it also has a din boyer. It's not worse b'shas tefila than lach and tefila. If I'm called a kairei boyer and lach and tefila, so I'm called a kairei boyer and shas tefila. So that is why the Gemara rightfully assumed it's zicher boyer. Could be it's better than boyer, it's chayim and kelim also. Could be not. The Gemara did not want to venture to say it's an eish, because it could be, it's not mechuyev al teish. Could be that tzada shove is only bekoyach to make it a boyer, not to make it an eish. So therefore, could be that pshat in teish. Now let us go to a little easier sugya. Kshehizik chava mazik. So the Mishnah said, kshehizik chava mazik, v'lashon tashlum meinezik b'meit avon. Frekte gemore, chava mazik, chayev ha-mazik mi boile. Chayev ha-mazik. What's that chava mazik? Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, haitane Yerushalmohu, the Tan of our Mishnah was a Yerushalmi, the Tani Lishne Klila. He said a Bekitzer Dikeloshen. So instead of saying Chayev, he said Chav. That's the Poshte Pshat in Gemara. Let us see Taisvitz. Chav, Chayev mi boilei. Bishar duchtin loidaye kochi. Kugoin ein chovin lo odom ela bafono. So the Rishash explains this Taisvis as follows. He says the word chav is a poyel yoytze. I'm chav la'acherim. I'm doing something that's not advantageous to acherim. I'm chav, I'm mafsed acherim. Chav is a poil yoytze. Chayov is a poil oime. I'm chayev. So memele, the Gemara should have said, chayev amazik, not chav amazik. That was the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says he spoke very bekitzer. He's in Shalmoy, so he said chav. He said chayv. Instead of chayv, he said chav. Zekter Rishash, and what this is very good. The next Mishnah says kol shechavti bishmirosoi hichsharti es niskoi. Also the Rosh Hashanah said kol shenischayavti bishmirosoi. Yichshalti is Niska. It says Chavti. The same Tana. He was very Bekitza. He spoke very Bekitza this Yerushalmor. So Memele, Agavuchetz, the Daikasei of Avor from Rabaran, the Vilna Goyin said that the first Shir he's going to say in the Mesifta Derekia is, he has 3 days a Shir against the children of the Rabbi Natan. He held Bashit to Rabbi Natan as well. Yeah, for 3 days, a 3 day shir against the Rabbi Natan. That's going to be his first shir, he's going to say. Then we'll see. prepared already, it seems. But in the Shizna family, Mesif to the Rekia, 3 days, connected the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbaran said one word. He said, but the Goyin said 3 days. He says, you have to look at the Goyin writes in Bir Hagro. The Goyin was very big. Two words. That's already a paragraph. He says, not that Goyin was a flowery speaker. He'll clear his voice 10 times and then and repeat himself. No, no, the Goyin said 2 words. He said, and that the Goyin said, he has 3 days of a Shia. A kaponim. So this Art Tana was also, he was a Yerushalmo. He was very careful. He can get away with Chav. He didn't say Chai. Okay, that's Boshib Shat Nagamot. The Goyim, Lemaisa, says something very interesting. He says, Pshat is differently. He says, who's the Mazik? Very interesting. We said this when we started, Baba Kamal mentioned the Miri. Who's the Mazik? The owner. The owner is the Mazik. We mentioned the Miri. He's the Mazik. Pshat is Niska. He was the one that was Mesavav there. Shehizik. So how do you learn Pshat the Mishnah? Shehizik, when the Behema was Mazik, Chav, I was Chav, the Mazik, the owner. So it should have said Chav es ha-Mazik. That's what it should have said. The word Chav is very good. When the Behema is Mazik, Shehizik, when he is Mazik, when the Behema is Mazik, when the Be'er is Mazik, Chav, so he's, Chav is a poil, Yoitze. He, this Maisa Hezek is Chav, not Hamazik, Es Hamazik. He left over the S. That shot, Yerushalmi Kilua. Not he didn't say, instead of saying the word Chayiv, he said the word Chav. No, he says, this is not interchangeable. Chav is the right word to say, but the Shiv said Chav, Es Hamazik. It doesn't say Chav es hamazik, it says Chav hamazik, so he skipped the word es, because he's a Yerushalmi. That's what the Goyin said. Like the Rishash, in our Mishnah, it's a beautiful Pshat, but what does the Goyin do with the next Mishnah? Tol shechavti bishmirosoi, if Chav and Chayiv is not interchangeable, so what did he do with the next Mishnah? This Kasha he asks on the Goyin. Let us go a little further. L'shalim tashlumei nezek. The meitav oretz. So the Gemara says like this. Meitav sadeyu, u'meitav karma yishalim. Says in the posik, meitav sadeyu, meitav karma yishalim. Meitav sadeyu shel nizik, u'meitav karma shel nizik, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, the Meitav is Shel Nizik. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Leibo HaKosov, Hello Likvois Unizikin Min HaIdyis, V'Kal V'Chaimer LeHekdish. Now, let us see what Rashi says. Meitav Sodeyu Shel Nizik, Shim Ochlo Aruge B'Sodeyu. Now, this is the Havamin of the Gemara. A behema ate an aruge b'sodeyu. And let's say this aruge was worth $5. The hezek is $5. Shomin aruga mishelbacha shel nizik. So we go, we evaluate. Yeah, God, this was tomatoes. So it was a $5 hezek. He has the arug in his field, which he has very expensive things growing there. And if that aruga would have been eaten, it would have been $50, not $5. Ishomin aruga mishubacha shel nizik kama yofa achshim in perisel, v'kama te yofa beloi peris, v'noisenloi. That's how much. Meitav sodeyu shel nizik. You pay for a choshev aruga of the nizik. This is the Havamin of the Gemara. And Rabbi Kiva said, Leibo Kosva, Ligbois Nzikim in the Idiyish Shel Mazik. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that you pay with the best quality of the Karke of the Mazik.
So zok Rashi.
The shomin aruge shel nizik lefimashi. First of all, we evaluate how much the hezek was. The hezek was $5. He owes them $5. The mazik bolite leikarke with may niska, if the mazik wants to pay him with karke, noisen loy meitav so doisav shava oisen domim. You pay $5 worth of chashev karke. Not $5 of a karke in Alaska. You'll give him a whole acre of karke. It's worth $5 in Alaska. That's called ziburit. That's a very... So you give him $5 of a karke, chvesa Manhattan, where if the real estate is up over there, you give him a chashev karke. $5 worth. That's the machloik. Yeah, and then he said, what does Rabbi Akiva mean over here? This is another parsha. Frag the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel is very difficult to understand. Ochel Shmeine, Mishalem Shmeine. I understand. If he ate an aruga worth $50, he has to pay $50. That's very understandable. But Ochel Khusha Mishalem Shmeine, he ate an aruge that's worth very little. So he has to pay for an expensive aruge. What's pshat in Rabbi Shmuel? Very difficult to understand. Omar Ravidi Barovin, Ochem Mayaskinam, Gensha Ochel Aruge Bein Aruges. No, we're not. We're speaking about a certain case. This person had different aruges. There were $50 aruges, $5 aruges. He had a cluster of arugis. And now this behemoth went and destroyed one of the arugis. V'loy yadinen, I don't know what was growing in this arugis. Ikrusha ochal, ishmeina ochal, I don't know what it ate. The suffix. The mishalim shmeina, that's what Rabbi Shmuel said. Oh. You don't know what you were mazik? Maybe you were mazik a shmeine, you pay a shmeine. Omar Rove said, that doesn't make sense. Ma ilu yadina de krusha ochal. If we would know, it ain't a krusha, so le mishalom el a krusha. Hashte de lo yadina ni krusha ochal, ishmeina ochal, shalom shmeina? Hamait mechaveri ol avarai. If you don't know what he was mazik, how can you tell him pay a shmeine? You don't know. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, the kaporich, Rabbi Shmuel ochel aruge shmeina v'adei dinu l'shalom shmeina. Ochel krusha mi mishalom shmeina b'tmiya. The Gemara said it's been bein arugis. V'yei shom aruge shmeina satunis peiris harbe. There were very choshev arugis. There were shvach arugis. I don't know. This wasn't the trushes. It wasn't the shmeines. Rashi Weiss says some arugis, there was namish, every inch of the aruga was full of peres. Some arugis were very sparse. It didn't grow too much. A few peres there. So the Gemara says, hashtu mishim d'lo yedinan mishalem shmeine. Bit miye. Now, we have to understand what was the svara of Ravidi Barovin. Ravidi Barovin had said that's Pshat Rabbi Shmuel. So I'd like to speak perhaps 5 minutes about Ravidi Barovin. It is a very interesting Maloy HaRoyim, which I have a problem with. And then I'd like to say perhaps a different pshat. The Malay Arayim says, Keshleima, he wants to say pshat Rabbi de Barovin. So he says as follows. Yeshleima, we can say, Sheroiv hein shmeinis. That arugis, there were 25 arugis in this. There were 25 arugis in this field, and 20 were shmeinis, or roi were shmeinis, we don't know exactly, 20 or 19. and five or six were kushes. And that was the shackle of Atayah. So Ravi de Baravin held the Ruba de Isa Kaman. You do go Basaray, and Rabbi held the Ruba de Isa Kaman. You don't go Basaray. That's how the Malay Rayman to say Pshat the Gemara. So I hear two Ha'oris on the Malay Haray. First of all, Rashi Zicha didn't learn like that, because you see how Rashi said the scenario, Yesham Arugish Meines, Tunis Peiris Habe, Ukrusha, Tunis Mahat, meant Rashi. Rashi was very, the Shmeinis, Ukrusha, Rashi doesn't say fine. That there was Reif Shmeinis. I mean, this is the key of the Sugya, the Reif Shmeinis. But the Iker, I have a Kasha on the Malaya Rayim. Chayre, this is not the case of Reif, this is the case of Kabua. If you have, this is the case of a person, want to know what Reiv is and what Kabu is, so the loch is, if you have ten stores, nine cells, Bosa Shrut, and one cell, Bosa Nereva. So, if a person went into one of the stores, he's not allowed to eat the meat. He doesn't know which store he went into, he's not allowed to eat the meat. Because the Sofik was Noilet B'mokim HaKviyas. That means there are ten stores here, the Shail is, there's one treifa store, nine kosher stores, but b'mokim kviyusam, it's kol kavu kemechtz al mechtz. You can't say roi. The holding of roi is, if I didn't go into the stores, it's polished. And now I find in the middle of the street a piece of meat. So now the shayla is, what is this meat? Not which store that I go into. What is this meat? So then I have a bir of roi. But if I have a suffix, which store I went to, so that's kavua. Here, my behemoth went, there were 25 arugis over here. There were 25 arugis, let's say Reiv were Shmeinis and me it was not. But I went, but this is Kavua. I went to one of the 25 arugis. So how can you say you go Basa Reiv? It's called Kavua Kemechza Mechzada. That I had a kasha on the Malay Reiv. So I wanted to say a different shot in the Gemara as follows. The Kuntres HaSveikes brings down a shaila, this halacha of kol of hametzim mechaveri olavarai. Let's say, let's talk about a case where there's no tainus. There's a teveya and a nitva. No one knows what really happened. Sheresh enogach hasaporav nimtzo bura. But see, I don't know. Was it mazik? Wasn't it mazik? I don't know. So we have a klal, a meitzim mechaveh olavarai. You don't know, meitzim olavarai. So the kuntras of speakers brings down a sofik. So the person who's a muzik, no, I don't know, ignorance is bliss, meitzim mechaveh olavarai. Like the kuntras of speakers, listen, Rabbi, it's a sofik iser over here. That means if you own the money, so you own the money, you're a mazik, you own the money, you're not paying up your chiv. Let's say sofik derais lechumre. I mean, as long as I have no ignorance is bliss, there's a tzofik iser over here, not only a shaylin woman. So it brings down from the Maribos, and the Maribos said a gewaldik eteret. He said, so fine, 100% right. You have to be ehrlich, okay? So now the nizik, he heard this time that, you know, tzofik d'raisa l'chumre, so maybe you are mazik, how can you leave this world without making sure, maybe you own the money? Pay him the money. So now this person has the money. So now he's very happy with the money. So the love comes over to this person. So how could you hold the money? Maybe it doesn't belong to you. So give it back to him. So Mamela, if we're going to be frum over here, we'll be just giving the money back and forth. There's no mocking for frumkeit over here. Each one has to be frum. So therefore we say wherever the money is, that's where it stays. Fine. And fine. That's one mahalach. For this discussion. That's Agdoma Aleph. Agdoma Beis. The Rambam Shita is Safik Taraisa Lakula. According to the Rambam, the Kasha doesn't begin there. Safik Taraisa Lakula. So I can can be meiko. But the Rambam also holds suffik of ikva isure is lechumra. That means that if I have, like in the case of an oshem toli, I have in front of me two pieces of fat. One is chaylev, one is shumen. I don't know which is chaylev. Am I allowed to eat one of them? Suffik deraisa lechumra. Can I play Russian roulette? No. I feel according to the Rambam, if you have in front of you chaylev, you can't play Russian roulette. Here we are suffering the rice of the means here you can't take chances. Any suffering, it's not ikva, so you don't know. Ignorance is bliss. You can assume it's mutter. But if it's ikva, so suffering the rice of the so lechayre, in this case, Reuven had a behemoth, and this behemoth went, there's one aruge that's a $50 price tag, there's one aruge, a $5 price tag. Now, I'm a super I owe you $50 or $5. Now, here, according to the Rambam, you can't say, subject the high syllable. This is a ikvei service. It went to the ikvei service. So, lechayra atelechi, I have to give you $50. Be suffic. I go and give him $50. Now, he has the $50 in his hand. He asks the Rambam, can I keep the $50? Sure. By you, it's not a suffic, but ikvei surah. By me, it's a portion of the Sofik. I'm allowed to keep this $50. I'm not allowed. Sofik, the rice, the lekula. That was Rabbi Dibarovin. Rabbi Dibarovin, he had a murder to get seal. Here, the Gabi, the Mazik, it's Sofik, the rice, the lekum, Ravik, the Yisure. Le Gabi, the Nizik, it's Sofik, the rice, the lekula. So, Mamela, he could keep the money. That's what did Rava ask him? So we should tell Rabbi, look in the Kuntos HaSpeikis. I mean, there's a new problem over here. There's a Sofik case. Why tell me Maitse Mechaber Olavarai? But there's a very interesting Rashi in Gittin Dafnam Chesamet Beis. Rashi in Gittin Dafnam Chesamet Beis says, the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk. That's a basic Rashi. Mi Balvorim, the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk. Maitse Mechaber Olavarai is a Pasuk. So the Rishash of an old Esakash and Gittin that Mamchez and Medeis Rishash is only a half a minute of the Gemara. Later the Gemara says it's a Sfora. Man the Koyv Le'ozel Le'Beyasi. The Gemara says it's a Sfora. If someone's sick, he has to go to a doctor. I'm holding money. You say something's wrong? Prove it. That's what the Gemara says. You don't need a Posik to tell me I'm a Sfora Le'Varai. It's a Sfora. But the Rashi is very interesting. Rashi brings a Posik. So it could very well be, that's why Rashi had to bring a posik. If it's a posik, we don't have any kashas. The posik says that whoever's a murza keeps the money in the iser of Sofik Gezel, paskin tzechois, the way the din imamin is paskin tzechois. The posik tells us this is the din imamin that the person who's murzik is allowed to keep the money. And there's no frumkeiten over here. So that is what Rove asked Ravi Dibarovin. Rove asked Ravi Dibarovin, the halacha of a meitz mechavol of a raya tells us, I do not cheshbin with the dini yisurim. I have a posik to tell me that whoever is a murzik, he's allowed to keep the money, and the dini mominis, the dini isa, is totally how I pass can I use the dine mominus. If the dine mominus have a psak that he can keep it, there's no shayla of issa whatsoever.